The recording for archives will be done over there.
Okay.
That belongs to Zobie. For you, you're not supposed to have it. Guess why? It's not good for you. Keeping something old in archive, first of all, will give you the illusion of having something, which is nothing. And normally, if you seriously attend a class like this for a couple of years, you will never ever have time to go through even once again.
That's right.
So, in a way, you pamper your greed over there and that sense of having. And in addition to all of that, whatever I said yesterday, it was yesterday. If you want the subject to be written down, I believe it has been done. This is it. In the best language, by the best teacher, it's noted down, right? Why am I adding myself to this? Because I'm temporary. I'm now. Right? I try to keep it now. And I try very hard to keep it now. Because I learned this stuff before the idea of, thank you, of quantum physics was out. I learned about this book 60 years ago. That was something else. Time now. We'll try to keep it that way. So, the best way we found, after a lot of negotiation here and there, is for some people in my English class only, I let the recording, and that is the condition. You record it, you hear it once again. And that I blame to my bad English. My English speaking was like my Persian, I would have told you, once listening to it, something. Then there is some psychic thing over there. When you know it is there, naturally your animal pays less attention. When you know that something is happening just once, you remain alert, subconsciously.
Yeah.
That's what we are trying to do here, to remain alert. Because the things that we are listening here are not very difficult stuff, really. There is philosophy here, but we know that Rumi's intent was not philosophy. He learned all this stuff when he passed the limitation of science and philosophy. Because what is science and philosophy? Science is the answer to one question. Philosophy is sort of trying to answer the second one. We have two questions. The first question is general question. Thank you. General question means the very first basic question of mind or intelligence. Mind or intelligence was created here, appeared on earth when life appeared, right? Intelligence belongs to life. Okay, this intelligence, we call it Apple because it's tied to everything. And it ties the different ropes and affiliation of meanings together and so on and so forth, right? So, intelligence is a quality in living creature to keep the living creature alive. Do we agree about that? If not, we have to go back, because that's one of the bases of all I'm saying here. this intelligence is under question. Oh, I haven't said it on, or what? My fault, sorry about that. This intelligence is our problem. We started to talk about this because this intelligence has been made for animals and has been working for millennia successfully, perfectly. Now it became suddenly dangerous, even to us. This is what we are talking about. Right or wrong? What do you mean right? Where did I bring it from? Is this what I'm saying or what Rumi is saying?
I think you added something.
This one was what Rumi said. Rumi started this book with the problem of you becoming dominated by your handmaiden, your slave. You found suddenly the intelligence and you fell in love with it. And you gave it whatever. And this intelligence is dangerous. What is the danger? It doesn't care anything about me. It doesn't care anything about exception. Intelligence cares about rules only, right? That's what it was. That's the handmaiden. And said, you are the king. In your path, the first thing you found was this intelligence. And this intelligence is sick because it doesn't understand exception. And we want to talk about exception. Because exception is us. And that's why it becomes dangerous in us. Let's go back. This intelligence works with two questions. What is the first basic question of this intelligence? Think about it. Don't go through your mind to find one word, and you cannot quote me, because I haven't said it today yet. Okay? So think about it, like a child. Like a simple child, think about this, that what is the basic question of intelligence?
How to find food.
How to find?
Food.
How to find food is one of the stuff that intelligence is doing. You're correct over there, but you haven't answered my question. Yes, intelligence works this way. Eat. Don't be eaten. Reproduce. Food, safety, sex. This is animal life. Right. What is the main question of intelligence?
Staying alive.
You.
What don't I have?
Pardon me?
What don't I have?
What don't I have?
What you don't have?
You brought it in a domain of poetic philosophy, complication of a distorted mind, something like that. Simple! Honestly, it's the most simple question you could find. The intelligence asks, what's going on here? Intelligence wants to know the environment to do all that stuff. So the first question of intelligence of Abel is, what's going on? Let's say I could answer this question. What would be the subject of my answer?
My culture?
Science. How about that? Science is explaining what's going on. So science, in a way, is the best answer to the first question of intelligence. This is not only in me, it's in all living creatures, because that's what the intelligence does. And there is a second question for intelligence that only I have and no animal has. What is that, Peter?